This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now tonight all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our border patrol, and 911 dispatchers too, for the great job they do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and all those construction workers, too. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of different goodies and stuff there that can really help you out. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just want to start out by saying we had a fantastic day yesterday, a great lunch at Mixon Fruit Farms, a Groveside Cafe, and we'll be back again next month. We'll be telling everybody when we'll be back there officially to do it all over again. So there you go, and we're very happy to see a lot of people there that we hadn't seen in a while and make some new friends, too.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it was. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you ever get over here, I'm going to take you there. You can enjoy their food. I mean, there's nothing. It's all home cooked. It's just unbelievable. It's like down home country cooking. But anyway, I digress. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because after all, it is all about Judeo-Christian values that formed our country. You still there?
Oh, I'm still here, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a little squeak in there, whatever. Okay, but I want to start out talking about the absolute utter collapse of Venezuela's health system, amongst other things. We know that they're having problems trying to get food, trying to get supplies, but now the health system, drugs are not available for treatments for things that they need to have. Basic things that you wouldn't have even thought would have been a problem right now are at in epidemic levels. Measles, mumps, diphtheria. Whoever would have thought you would have been talking about a crisis of diphtheria in Venezuela? But it's all going on right now. And oh, by the way, HIV, 9 out of 10 Venezuelans with HIV not getting treated for the disease and the lack of medication that is there for just basic colds and the flu.
It is a tragedy that we're witnessing that is unfolding before our eyes. And you're right, Captain. This is the 21st century. And who would have thought that we would see these kinds of diseases make these kinds of comebacks in the modern age when so much can be done, to help prevent this? But we are seeing the utter collapse of the system there. We've seen, of course, the hyperinflation that's been rampant in Venezuela. So many families and individuals couldn't afford to get health care on their own if they wanted to. This is a complete, total disaster. And unfortunately, as I said, we're watching it unfold. And one would wonder that soon we'll see some kind of UN intervention or some such thing in this.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. I just don't know. And, of course, they've set Guaido up, to be arrested by stripping him of being able to, be in the political scene, even though he is the president of the assembly, which is the, ruling part of the government. It's like the Congress, the House of Representatives versus the Senate. And, that's the next step before they arrest him and put him in jail. Now, if they do that, I think we're really going to see, a riot, a full blown riot. But anyway, I want to talk for just a second about AOC. She went on the record yesterday with one of her, not rants, but it was kind of strange the way she did all this. This is 31 seconds. There's a little silence in here, but listen to her talking about the draft.
Would you support a female draft?
So long as we have a draft, I support people of all genders being drafted. Equality.
I don't know if she was chomping on carrots or what she was doing there, but it was a Twitter post that she put out, a Twitter video thing.
Right, yeah, it was like a live stream.
Yeah, and, yeah. And it was kind of crazy, but she was looking, she was reading comments that were being sent to her, and she was talking about the draft. Well, okay, lead by example, 29 years old, hey, she can be drafted.
Well, that's right, and, you know, the munching, I guess, is rather informal, one might think, for, you know, trying to address your constituents, for one thing. She sounds kind of strange in that,
might have been a little high and a little something, maybe?
Well, it's just that, you know.
By the way, we don't give our congressional members drug tests, and we need to start.
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also in that same live stream, she went on to talk about, you know, people asking, I guess someone asked her a question about the world ending in 12 years, and she went on about that again, saying we have to cut our emissions in half and this kind of thing. But again, she's just kind of, it's hard for her to find her way through that, this whole thing, because it's, sometimes she seems like she's on when she knows sort of, for lack of a better expression, the script to talk about. When she goes off script is when she starts making, you know, mistakes or says kooky things and this kind of stuff. And when she was confronted, by the way, about this FEC investigation, she was, said, well, it's conservatives coming after me with bogus claims. And that's not exactly true.
Yeah, well, when we come back, I got a little short clip here from Al Sharpton and Beto O'Rourke, who was a guest on his program yesterday. Wait till you hear this stuff about reparations. Oh, man. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcast. Live from Tampa, Florida. Cassie, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Ann, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agent than right now. Taxes are due here pretty quick. Many of you are procrastinators and wait till the last minute. How about saving yourself some money on your insurance, too? For your car, for your truck, whatever it is you're driving. And, of course, you can also save money on just about anything you own through Geico, because they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O, and you can look them up in the phone book, or you can go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. They've saved me a lot of money over the years. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Not to be outdone, Beto O'Rourke, who is another one that's a gift that keeps on giving. Because every time he opens his mouth, it's like, does this guy understand what he's saying? But yesterday he was on Al Sharpton's show, which is on the MSB Yeehaw network, as Larry Elder likes to say. And he was on there, and this is what he and Al Sharpton were talking about. Sharpton starts it out here.
Two questions. One is your fellow Texan, Sheila Jackson Lee, has proposed a commission to study reparations. If that passes and you are president of the United States, would you sign that bill? Yes. And I appreciate the woman who asked me to say yes or no. I had a chance to speak with and just listen to and learn from Brian Stevenson in Montgomery, Alabama, and learn from his work
on working with the community to build a memorial to justice and to peace. And he said, foundational to reparations is the word repair. Foundational to repair is the truth. And until all Americans understand that civil rights are not just those victories that I began with at the outset of my comments, but the injustices that have been visited and continue to be visited on people, we will never get the change that we need to live up to the promise of this country. So absolutely, I would sign that into law. Thank you.
Well, Beto is being Beto, and again, and by the way, Steve in Thailand, good morning, Steve. Steve is chiming in and saying, I totally agree. All legislators should be annually and randomly drug and alcohol tested. I would also like to know how much of their tax dollars were spent on silencing sexually harassment cases by the Congress and on whose behalf. Well, you know, Steve, that was a private slush fund, and Kyle, you can chime in on this one. That was a private slush fund that they had, and once it was discovered that they had this slush fund to keep people quiet, they did away with it.
Well, right, yeah, and of course, we know that there's been a lot of things going on, sort of, shall we say, behind the scenes on that for a very, very long time. And so we see these big scandals erupt, but imagine the scandals that would have erupted if it were not for that slush fund paying people off.
Yeah, and this was discovered under Barack Obama's tenure that this was going on.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And once again, it seems a lot of people are concerned sometimes, and it seems like people in Congress are somewhat immune to the things that everybody mm-hmm. else sort of has to deal with.
Now, Beto O'Rourke was on Al Sharpton's program. They were in Iowa at a campaign rally, and Sharpton was there to interview him. But there was another part of the conversation, just a little short blurb here, where Beto O'Rourke chimed in about climate change. And wait till you hear this statement, and then I'll ask you for your answer.
We have to do everything within our power to get to, and I'm just going to introduce one new phrase that changes yours, but I'm happy to get your feedback on it, to net zero emissions by 2030 or as close to 2030 as we possibly can. Again, there's not much debate around this. Another degree Celsius, and some scientists say another half a degree Celsius, and the scientific term is we are screwed.
Now, a half a degree Celsius turn, and we are screwed. Does he even know what he's talking about?
I don't think so.
I have not heard anybody say that anywhere, anybody. And well, I even Googled it to try to find the statement before I played this little clip. I've not seen it. So what the hell is he talking about?
Well, part of that is the fear-mongering that goes along with this notion of, you know, we're going to have 12 years left and this kind of
thing. Well, actually, it's 11 now, remember?
11, yeah. But the idea, of course, is they'd have to take over literally everything in the economy and our country. They'd have to run everything in order to, you know, make these changes. But my question to candidate O'Rourke would be, well, I mean, you want to get to net zero. Well, as President of the United States, would you be willing to, I don't know, go to war with countries like China and Russia, make sure that they're also going to go to net zero? Because if only the United States goes to, quote-unquote, net zero, which is not going to happen, it seems fairly impossible on its face, but if you're going to try to get the United States to do it, and the other big polluters are not going to have to ever do anything about this, mm-hmm. well, it seems like it's a pretty dumb idea. And so, you know, but of course, he would never respond to something like that because, you know, that would actually mean actually having to do something as president.
Yep.
But right now, he's just saying this stuff.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He's on the program just about every night during the week. We tried to get Wayne Allen Root on at least one night, and Wayne is now coming on every other week because he just quite frankly says he's too exhausted to do it every week. And I get that, so Kyle's doing a yeoman job, and we appreciate everything you're doing, Kyle.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Thank
now,
you.
I just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog, and they said, good morning, Captain, from Mount Vernon, Illinois. We still have a little light drizzle here with a little bit of fog. Tell Ms. Rosemary we appreciate her blessings. Bless her for caring. Looking forward to your updates. Have a great night. Stay safe, Catwoman and Road Dog. And Richard the Marine out there in Oregon chimed in, and I reminded him that they were going to have snow in the higher elevations, 5,000 feet and up. They'll have 4 to 8 inches of snow, but above 6,500 feet, 1 to 2 feet of snow. And that includes your state.
Wow. That's really something. Yeah.
Here we go again. It won't stop. Now, and again, I said that for the truckers. You know, some people go, you're so concerned about the weather. No, it's for the truckers. They have to understand what's going on to deliver the stuff that you might need on your grocery store shelf. Jeez. Talk about ignorant, right?
Well, yeah, but it's a good service that you provide for the truckers out there. Absolutely.
Yeah, good morning to Al in Nebraska. He's chiming in here, so there you go. But anyway, back to Beto. You know, what these people, they're just dreaming things up to say.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I think that they're coming up with these outlandish things. In fact, I was trying to explain to somebody earlier, as I was meeting with someone earlier today, and they hadn't really paid attention to the Green New Deal and this kind of thing. I was explaining what it was, and they were quite surprised by it, the idea of rebuilding all the structures, getting rid of all the cows, which, by the way, have you noticed that none of the liberals in the media or the far left have decried the idea that the Democrat Party, evidently, by signing on to the Green New Deal, wants to drive cows to extinction. You know, if we were talking about any other...
Well, AOC won't be eating her hamburger anymore, will she?
Well, exactly right, even though I think she was seen recently eating a hamburger.
That's right, and
yeah.
she got all ticked off about it, that somebody actually took a picture of her doing that.
Well, exactly, exactly.
Because it doesn't fit the mold, you see.
Well, right, but...
And what a phony she is.
Well, and that isn't that the usual thing, though, with people who want to tell you how to live your life, right? They're not empowering you to live your life, but they are saying things like, don't have hamburgers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, you know, I don't know anybody who has hamburgers.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have chicken fried steak.
There you go. Right.
Which is, it's like a pork tenderloin that's deep fried, the true chicken fried steak. But some of it's done with hamburger, too. But anyway.
Well, exactly, but at least in America, you could have a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you wanted to. It's called being free. And so this is the big problem that these Democrat candidates, these hopefuls, what they don't really get is that what they don't get is that they're trying to tell everybody, we're going to literally take over all the aspects of your life.
Right.
And once they can control all of your health care and you have no alternative,
right,
and they've outlawed private insurance, guess what they're going to do to tell you how to live your life then?
Yeah.
We haven't seen that.
Now,
yet.
Who is this Congressman Tim Ryan that announced that he's running for president? I mean, he stands a rat's chance in hell of getting elected, and here he is. Here's another candidate. And then, by the way, because we're coming up on the break, and I guess I'll have to wait for the answers to that plus this. Then we had Mr. Schultz, a CEO of Starbucks, who was on a town hall on Fox last night. And I'm telling you, if I'd closed my eyes and just listened to the answers, I would have thought I was listening to a Republican conservative on television. And this guy is supposed to be a Democrat, but I don't think he's going to run as a Democrat. I think he's going to run as an independent. Okay, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has moved back from the brink of shutting down the southern border. He's now giving Mexico a one-year reprieve and warning of a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want.
We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
Boeing has admitted a faulty sensor was a major factor in the crashes of two 737 MAX aircraft. The company's CEO apologized.
We're deeply saddened by, and we are sorry for the pain these accidents have caused worldwide.
For the first time, Dennis Muhlenberg is acknowledging that the flight control system on the planes might be to blame in both deadly crashes.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Now, we got some people chiming in tonight. Jeff, lives in Los Angeles, California, on a Facebook page saying, what about reparations for American Indians? Well, Jeff, that wasn't part of the plan. Sorry. You'll need to talk to Al Sharpton and whoever cooked up these reparations, this reparations idea, and remind them that the Indians were here first. And I got no problem with that because we stole the Indians' property. Let's see, New York City, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, $23, was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so, you know, in terms of the trinkets or whatever they traded, yeah.
Yeah, and Al is chiming in from Nebraska. He likes the idea about the chicken fried steak. He says there's a TA truck stop close to me. Yeah, I know that, Grand Island, Nebraska. I know exactly where it is. Been there many, 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 many times. And he says they make an awesome chicken fried steak. Yep, they do. They got one down here, and they're all the same, I can tell you that. And then James up in Georgia. Well, this is funny. James says, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Y'all are making me hungry with the fried chicken steak. All I can have is baked chicken because of the cholesterol. Laughing out loud. Keep up the great work. Well, thanks there, James. We appreciate that. And you be safe up there. I believe James is the newspaper guy up there, in the Hahira, Georgia area, which is right there, just a little bit north of Valdosta, where, by the way, my good friend Scott James is running for mayor. Scott James for mayor, Valdosta. He's the happy, friendly mayor, and he'll get it done. And I'm standing behind Scott James for all you listeners up there in Valdosta, Georgia, that are listening to us on 92.1 FM News Talk. Well, back to the story here, Kyle. We certainly need to ask ourselves a question when it comes to the Democrats. how do you define evil? Because the Democrats' plan right now for America is pure evil, and I'll explain a little bit here. Eric Holder, who was Obama's former attorney general, just a few days ago asked the Trump voters like you, like me, like everybody listening, exactly when did you think America was great? Well, I never thought it stopped being great. How about you, Kyle?
No, I never did either.
And my definition of great is another little phrase of the word great. It's called economic freedom. Where else can you go and take a dollar or $5 or $10 or whatever of your money and invest it in whatever you want to invest it in and see if you can make that money grow? Where else can you do that? You can't do it in Russia.
Nope.
Can't do it in China. Can't do it in North Korea. By the way, you can't do it in Cuba.
That's right. Yeah.
And allowing citizens to earn more money, to enjoy a higher quality of life, to protect their families without all kinds of massive government interference or confiscation of their hard-earned money, which happens in those countries I just mentioned, by the way, that's what makes us the greatest nation in world history. Economic freedom. Think about it.
Well, absolutely. And the founding fathers, they set up a system, you know, through the Constitution, through the Constitutional Convention, that allowed America to make those kinds of opportunities happen for people, whether it was in the early days of the Republic or if it's in modern times. But the central thing there was, of course, is that you couldn't have economic freedom if you lived under tyranny. And they set up a system by which there would hopefully never be tyranny again in this land. But yet we have a lot of people today, Captain, who would love to take over and create a new era of tyranny, and they call that socialism, and Democrat socialists. And what they're doing, of course, is they're simply trying to reestablish a tyranny over the people.
Now, the other thing is we've got Mr. Schultz, who is not running officially yet for president and says he'll make a decision sometime this summer. Okay, I'm good for that. I'm good with that. But yet he held a town hall, and you saw the town hall, and I saw just a little bit of it, and several people have chimed in already that they saw it. And I thought I was listening to a Republican conservative with the comments I was hearing.
Well, yeah, exactly. And this is why I think, well, he scares the Democrat establishment now.
He's making sense.
Yeah, because he's making sense. And I think it's important to realize that when you have someone like Howard Schultz, now he, of course, he says he doesn't like Trump, and he sort of, you know, gets all that out at the beginning in his talks, you know, this kind of thing. But so everyone knows that he's not trying to support Trump in any way. So as long as he says that, I think he thinks he's pretty clear. But the thing is that Howard Schultz is the kind of Democrat or independent or moderate that you can actually talk to, that you can do deals with, that you can do legislation with, much like Representative Max Rose from New York, who's going up against Ocasio-Cortez about socialism and saying, you know, this is what we ought to be talking about, basically, because it used to be that if you had reasonable people, even though they disagreed on some political things, they still believed in the foundational structure of our country and our economy, and you can do business together. But what's happened, of course, is the Democrat Party has moved so far left that they have, in other words, they wouldn't vote for something they wanted to now if it looked like it gave Trump a victory for anything.
Well,
and that's where the bottleneck is.
Well, you're right. And, you know, we tried it Obama's way. We tried it Holder's way. We tried it the Democrats' way. We tried it Nancy Pelosi's way without any kind of economic freedom. And, of course, we watched our GDP, which is your economic growth under President Obama's 8 years, equal to the Great Depression decade of the 1930s, and I am not exaggerating, folks. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. During his 8 years, the GDP rate was equal to what it was during the Great Depression of the 1930s. Now, Obama also did one other thing. He was the only president in history to never achieve 1 year of GDP over 3%, and we got, during his tenure in office, we got more debt added on to our national debt than all the presidents before him combined.
Exactly right. But you're never going to hear people in the most people in the mainstream media talking about that or showing why that is.
Well, we're going to
so
talk
terrible.
About it because it's true.
Well, exactly. But so because they lived in this bubble and still do to a great degree, but they lived, especially during the Obama era, they lived in the bubble that it doesn't matter what the jobs report says. It doesn't matter what the actual economic numbers say, because President Obama is going to go out and give a speech. And once he gives that speech, we're all going to kind of pretend that that's the reality of the world, is his speech. And, of course, we saw where that got us.
Yeah, we sure did. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, you know, the other thing and good morning, LJ. LJ is saying to us, saw Schultz town hall. He didn't sound national. What? He didn't sound rational like a Republican, except he said he would have stayed with the Iran deal. Yikes, I'm strong with Trump. Well, we're all strong with Trump, but you need to talk about the fact that there's some people that have differences out there, and the Democrats are trying to make it sound like as if they're all in one plane, they're all going together, and that plane, the Democratic plane, I hope they keep doing what they're doing, Kyle, because they're going to go down in flames.
Well, I think so.
You're going to see a trouncing of the Democrats this time around. Nancy Pelosi will want to retire the day after the election.
I think you're right. Well, I've been saying for a long time that the Democrats, if they would have simply, and don't worry, they're not going to take my advice on this in a million years, but if they would have tried to work with President Trump, get things passed on infrastructure, immigration, they could come up in 2020 and make the argument like Schultz is trying to make right now, saying, look, you know, we've got all these successes, but we can manage it all better, that kind of thing. And they could have had a leg to stand on, but, of course, they've gone the We Hate Trump road, we've got to get rid of Trump, impeach Trump, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Maxine Waters was at it again yesterday, impeach.
Well, exactly.
And she was told to back off by Nancy Pelosi. You see how that worked.
Well, exactly right. But, yeah, and it's just because, again, the momentum in the Democrat Party is all about identity politics, Democrat socialism.
Well, they don't have any momentum because the polls are not agreeing with what they're doing. I mean, the polls that don't go one way or the other, that are just honest to God polls that interview 5,000 or 10,000 people, are not showing what these push polls are that the Democrats put out with mostly Democratic voters and vice versa. They're just not.
Well, right. But the direction or the sort of temperature of the Democrat Party is doing that, and they have many allies in the mainstream media who want to continue to push that kind of thing.
And they're telling lies, and everybody knows it. I mean, you can't listen to the mainstream media anymore. They're not telling you the truth, and they're not going to. But anyway, here comes the music. It means I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on a weekend show tonight, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. KyleWarrenShow.com is how you can find out more about him. KyleWarrenShow.com. And I'm coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report for the night. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are first in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're coming off the West Coast tonight, you're going eastbound and you're up on Interstate 80, listen up, and I mean listen up loud and clear. You're going to have trouble going over Donner. Now, the longer you wait to get up over Donner, the more trouble you're going to have. Late this afternoon and early into Saturday morning, that's when the heaviest snow will happen up on top of Donner on I-80. They're talking about above 6,000 feet, 1 to 2 feet up. of snow. That will mean you're going to have to hang iron to get up over the top the longer you wait. Certainly later in the day, Friday on until Saturday morning. And if you don't want to hang iron, get the heck up over the top as soon as you can. If you're listening to me right now and you're in Sacramento, you're over there somewhere around San Jose or around San Francisco Bay, get your load loaded and get the heck out of Dodge and get on east, because it's not going to be very pretty. Now, anything above 5,000 feet is going to have a trace to a couple inches of snow, but up to 6,000 feet, 4 to 8 inches, and anything above that, 1 to 2 feet of snow. And that's just the way it is in the Rocky Mountains tonight for you drivers that are listening in out west. So that's that part of it. Now, let me move on, because that involves everybody sitting in Reno that's waiting to go the other way and get your butts moving, headed up over to west out of there, too. We've got this system that's coming in the northwest, covering all of Washington State off the coast, all of Oregon, all of Northern California, which is going to bring heavy rain in some areas, also severe thunderstorms containing damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes and heavy rainfall will be possible for portions of the southern plains through the lower Mississippi River Valley today and tonight. Now, I will tell you that there were some storms that kicked up yesterday. Thank God it was nothing all that serious along the Texas Oklahoma border, as well as Arkansas in that Arklatex area. They like to call it Louisiana, too. And we do have some unsettled conditions in the Gulf of Mexico tonight, right there around Tallahassee, for some weather to come in there and dump some rain and possibly gusty winds and maybe a thunderstorm or two as it rips across and heads out up into Georgia and then finds its way up the East Coast over the weekend. Now, snow, yep, we got more of it. Guess where? Upper Peninsula of Michigan, because it's gotten colder, winds blowing just the right way, and here we go, lake effect snow coming in northern part of Michigan, the northern one-third of Michigan, I might add. And then western New York, south of Buffalo, you're going to have some snow coming off the lake there. You've got some snow up around Watertown tonight. You may have some snow in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, western Massachusetts. Looks like there's possibility for that to happen. And, again, off the coast of Maine and New Hampshire, you've got some rough seas there, which will make things interesting there with some high seas for anybody that's planning on doing any boating or whatnot. Fog along the Gulf of Mexico tonight from just about Houston all the way down to the Mexican line, so be advised of that. Now, the other thing that you need to know about is that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss Chevrolet, and Moss Wholesale to the Public, known as the Moss Family Automotive Group. And now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down. And you have no payments for up to 6 months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy, any new Nissan, or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. And you can go to a special website, check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of the Tampa Bay region of Florida. And they're the home of You Serve, You Save, where veterans, active duty military, and first responders, too, have been coming in from all around the country to buy because they save a ton of money on their vehicle purchase. And now you can save at Moss, pay nothing down, and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check out exactly what you qualify for at MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. That's MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, there you go. Now, Back to this Congressman Ryan, Tim Ryan, who announced that he's running for president. Now, he was on The View, which is a program that I don't really care for. I don't watch it. My wife years ago watched it when Barbara Walters was on it and Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on it and all that stuff, but I really don't pay any attention to it. But I have a little audio of the back and forth yesterday between the ladies and Congressman Ryan. Listen to this.
This is not your first day at the rodeo.
No.
So are you going to run again now?
So, this country, as you all know, we talk about every single day here, is divided.
Yeah.
And if I can just say that this has been going on a long time. Our country's been divided for a long time. And I can go back into the late 1970s when my father-in-law lost his job when Youngstown Sheet and Tube closed.
Mm.
He was off for 13 months, just bought a new house. And go back 20 years, my cousin Donnie, who worked at the local plant, his last act at the factory was to unbolt the machine, put it in a crate, and send it to China. And I can go back just a few weeks where my daughter called me crying from school because her friend was crying to her. Her dad just got transferred at the local General Motors plant. The kids had to move.
Yeah.
And my daughter called me and she said, you got to do something. And I said, I'm going to do something. And I'm going to run for president of the United States. And we're going to make sure something happens.
On The View.
Right here.
Your first time ever on the show. Well
first
done, sir.
Thank
you.
Why
not? If you get lucky, you might get two baby bassinets.
There is something to The View bump, though. Not this type of bump.
All right, now the ladies on The View got all excited and all ecstatic about that because that was some news. Another Democrat enters the race, and that's not really news because there's going to be more. There's going to be more that are going to enter on the Democratic side. Now, there's something else that's going on right now, and I'm going to talk about it after Ms. Rosemary's segment. The tax returns thing that the Democrats are trying to get a hold of and that they have sent a request to the IRS for 6 years of returns, personal returns, and I believe it's 10 years of business returns. I'm not sure legally they can do that. I talked to an attorney friend of mine yesterday, and they were going to do a little research, but I'm not sure they can do that legally because it has to come from a court of law, and there could very easily be challenged that it'd be unconstitutional. The Congress, I don't believe, has the authority to do that. So we'll see, because obviously the Congress is not going to obey the law if they can get away with it, and they're not going to obey the Constitution if they can get away with that, especially the House of Representatives and the Democrats. They're not going to do anything at all that's legal. They're going to try to stretch it to the umpteenth gamut, as we all know. All right, well, we're headed to the top of the hour news break, hour number two coming in. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.